I'm Eve Troe.
And I'm Mallory Falk.
We've been reporting this series for WWNO, Kids Trauma in New Orleans Schools. It's about how trauma in kids shows up in the classroom.
Lots of New Orleans kids show up to school with some type of trauma in their background. We found one school that's making changes to account for this, and we've spent a lot of time there, Crocker College Prep.
All right, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ms. Boykin.
Are you guys excited?
That's the first staff meeting, first day of the school year.
For this story, Eve followed Nicole Boykins, Crocker's brand new principal.
Nicole holds open the door as hundreds of kids start to stream in. Crocker is a beautiful building, modern, lots of windows and a big playground, new since Katrina. Nicole wears a tailored black dress and heels, long sleek hair down around her shoulders, big smile. She knows almost every face.
Hey, and you're on the same hallway. You got so tall, Bree too.
Nicole's petite. She has to reach up to pat the shoulders of some teenagers. Then she bends down for big hugs from kindergartners.
Oh, no, I know what to call. Make sure you call her principal.
Exactly.
Nicole started as a first grade teacher at Crocker. Now she's in charge of all 550 or so pre-K through 8th grade students. Expectations are high. In the gym, Nicole's assistant principal, Rachel Sherman, has the older students yell what year they will go to college. Their principal's expectations come down to one word.
Make sure you're great, be your absolute best.
Crocker has a new definition of what it means to be a great school. It's one of five New Orleans charter schools changing to become trauma-informed. That means teaching all students and accounting for all the issues they might bring to school with them. Nicole was handpicked by the last principal, Amanda Aiken, to lead this effort. When the two women are in a room together, they crackle with energy. Nicole says she never expected to be Principal Boykins. Amanda, on the other hand...
So I argue that I told Nicole early on that I saw something in her.
Yeah,
she was like, no, not me.
Never in my wildest dreams, like as a child, I didn't envision like, oh, I'm going to be a school principal. Like the school is where I belong. Like this is my passion. This is my city. These are my kids. These are her kids. This is her city. So it's like, what better person to have lead this school than a person who's like sees herself in our kids?
Since Katrina, it's become more rare for school leaders to be from New Orleans, a product of New Orleans public schools. No one talked to Nicole about being great or going to college when she was in elementary school. She grew up in a neighborhood nearby called Holly Grove. That's a name you often see in headlines next to words like shooting or murder.
So being from New Orleans, I think I've experienced a certain level of trauma, whether it was like in my own home or outside the door. Like I grew up in the same neighborhoods that half of the kids have grown up in. And so nothing really rattles me.
Nicole's mom came to New Orleans from Japan for factory work and married her dad, a mechanic. She's the middle child with an older brother and a younger one. She grew up poor, helping translate to English for her mom, with police lights often flashing outside. Nicole got into a magnet school for junior high and high school, got into college, first in the family to earn a degree, and went on to a master's. She can't really tell you how she did it. She kept her head down, worked hard. But as principal at Crocker, she has to get specific about what works, figure out what each kid needs day by day. It's a Wednesday morning, and I find Nicole on the second floor of Crocker. She's posted up in the hallway.
It is 9:44, and I am monitoring the halls. We're down a few leadership team members today, and so just trying to do my part.
Hallways are important at school because if someone's in the hallway, they're not in a classroom. And hallways are where kids and teachers wind up when there's a problem. A teacher walks up with a third grader. He's fuming.
Shane, what's up? So what do you want to do? What would you like
to do? He just doesn't want to be in class. He shrugs. The teacher leaves, and he stays with Nicole.
Is that what you need?
Social worker Rochelle Gaucher is there in the hallway, too.
Okay, so what's your choice, boss? We just had a great outing on Friday. We got to go to the basketball game and do all that because you had two good days. Like,
the encouragement doesn't work. Shane runs into the stairwell. Nicole goes after him. She wrangles him upstairs. Finds an empty office, gets him inside. He bangs on the glass door. Nicole gets on the walkie-talkie for more help.
Third floor, waiting on Mr. Fisher, our dean, to come and just have a chat with Shane. Shane has been struggling. Shane's mom came up Friday, and we had a really great meeting. Mom thinks that Shane is struggling because dad was recently sentenced to 20 years. Dad was very active, so with the sentencing, he was moved. And so he was able to see dad when dad was in New Orleans. But now dad is like up north near Arkansas, so we've been struggling significantly.
To fully embrace all students and their families takes a lot of work. Three or four staff members might tag team to help one troubled student on any given day.
It is very, very emotionally taxing to watch, you know, a third grader explode for 30 minutes of rage. Like, you need to be able to tap out or otherwise it becomes overwhelming for an adult.
Nicole might spend half her workday dealing with behavior issues. And she still has to keep track of everything else. Staffing, lunch, buses, keeping grades and test scores rising. Nicole meets with Amanda Aiken on a regular basis. Amanda got promoted to director of all four New Orleans College Prep schools.
Bringing one in meeting back has been phenomenal.
Why you did away with it in the first place?
They're determined to keep academic performance up while also keeping even the most challenging students in school. Amanda checks in on how it's going.
Crocker has the lowest suspension this year than it's had. It's lower than last year. And our attendance is the best that it's ever looked. And so for me, attendance and suspension rates are a huge indicator of, like, are we doing this trauma-informed work? Mm-hmm. Are we trying to find creative ways to get kids here, keep them here?
You find a lot of the times that teachers want children punished because you've wronged me as a teacher. And it's like, remove yourself as that teacher and think about that child. Mm-hmm. Even our hardest students who give the teachers the most grief wants to be here. We had a student the other day walk from Elysian Fields to Crocker.
That's miles away. He's 15, a seventh grader, when other kids his age are in high school. It's often very difficult for him to stay in class.
No matter what we do, like, it won't seem, it's not a punishment. Like, his life is a punishment. So I could give him a 30-minute lunch detention, but do you really think that that is going to remedy what his issues are? He walked miles to get here. Why?
Nicole is keenly aware that a disproportionate number of Black males in New Orleans will be incarcerated. On her bulletin board, next to inspirational quotes and a picture of her own young son, she also keeps a letter from her brother. It's from Bossier Correctional Facility. He went to jail, this time about a year ago. It was the day he was supposed to get fitted for his suit to wear to Nicole's wedding. He sent Nicole this letter, a rare thing, right before the school year started.
So this letter is July 25th, 2016. It says, "What's up, Nick? I hope everything is on the up and up. As for me, I'm hanging in there, staying out of trouble. This place where I'm at is so intense. It's set up to make you give up, but I can't let them get me. I know I just talked."
She's read this letter to Shane, the third grader whose dad was sentenced to 20 years. She tells Shane he can't let his dad going away get him behind in school. Nicole will do everything she can to keep Shane on track. Back in the hallway, a fourth grader comes over, Journey. She had Miss Boykins for first grade.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is English, language, and arts, because I'm a very good reader.
Who taught you how to read, Journey?
You.
Then another student who needs help, Lester, a four-year-old in pre-K. He upturned the tables during art time, paint everywhere. He's covered in green. Nicole leans in.
Why'd you flip the classroom? Did you get angry? You almost look like a Ninja Turtle, but Ninja Turtles don't flip classrooms.
This is strategy, because Lester loves Ninja Turtles. He came to Crocker at age 4 with diagnosed special needs. His verbal skills are behind, and he has frequent outbursts. Nicole found some Ninja Turtle costumes on sale. So when Lester has a good week, she and social worker Osha Semple put them on and celebrate.
Any day on a Friday, you could see myself, Miss Semple, running around the building doing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle party solely for Lester.
The lure of that can get Lester to calm down.
But Lester has to clean up the room because Lester made a mess.
Can I come help clean up?
And then we could have that Ninja Turtle party. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Nicole never imagined dressing up like a Ninja Turtle would be part of her job as principal. But given all the skills it takes to meet the needs of every one of her students, Ninja is a role that makes sense.
All right, I'm counting on you. I'm waiting on you.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Trow. Kids, Trauma, and New Orleans Schools was produced with support from the Center for Health Journalism at the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.